This is Chris Whalen, CPA, and welcome to the Street Level Business Podcast. My CPA firm specializes in business and income tax matters for businesses and families and offers the full array of services you would expect from a full-service CPA firm. If you look at your screen, you will see my website and phone number, both great ways to reach me. There is also a great text version of this memo. If you're listening to this on my blog page, you will see a link above this video window that says text version. And if you are watching on YouTube, you will see a link in the description to that text version. Today's topic is forgiveness of coronavirus PPP loans for sole proprietors are limited to 73.85% of the loan amount. So let's get started. This memo was specifically for sole proprietors or independent contractors who applied for the PPP or Paycheck Protection Loan using their net income as shown on line 31 of their 2019 Schedule C. But it also is information every business owner can use related to the coronavirus PPP loan. As we have all heard, PPP loans are forgivable if used for the proper purposes, which is mostly payroll costs. For sole proprietors filing a Schedule C who do not have employees, your net Schedule C is your payroll cost used in the PPP loan calculation. Remember, people you pay as subcontractors are not employees, and if you are a subcontractor, the person paying you is not your boss or employer. It is important to get the wording right, especially in these situations when loans and unemployment are involved. Sole proprietors could take either the PPP or unemployment, so be careful. My advice is to apply for both and take whichever gives you the greater financial benefit. The time frame for forgiveness starts the moment you receive the funds, and that time frame is 8 weeks. This is significant for business owners who have not brought their employees back yet, and that is why timing of your receipt of the PPP funds can be extremely vital when considering forgiveness of the PPP loan later. For business owners with employees, be sure to spend as much of your PPP on payroll within that 8-week time frame, 100% if possible. Please be careful about this. I am advising everyone to comply with the strict letter of the regulations so they aren't surprised later when some or all of the PPP is not forgiven. So again, the 8-week period to pay payroll costs begins when your PPP loan has been funded and provided to you. Here are some important questions, though, about your current CPA or accountant. If you don't have a CPA, or if your CPA has been absent during this emergency, or if your CPA is clueless about these extremely important programs that relate to the survival of your business, find a new one immediately. You are in luck, though, because I know a pretty good one. The following is an example based on a sole proprietor independent contractor who files a Schedule C and does not have any employees. Remember, a sole member LLC files a Schedule C, so they are included here as well. Okay, here's our example. Our 2019 net Schedule C, or line 31, is $85,000. So that would make your forgivable loan request $17,708. Remember, the loan request is based on 2.5 times the monthly average of your payroll costs, again, which in this case is your net Schedule C. The forgiveness is only 8 weeks of the weekly average, which comes out to 73.85%. So let's take a look at our chart here together. Again, we have our net Schedule C from 2019 is $85,000. Your PPP is calculated as $85,000 divided by 12 to get your monthly average times 2.5. That's $17,708. Now let's look at the forgivable portion. That is based on a different calculation. It takes your weekly average times 8 weeks. So that in this case gives us $13,077. That means that the unforgivable portion of this loan is $4,631. That gives us an unforgivable percentage of 26.15%, or a forgivable portion of 73.85%. So why is this important? The unforgivable portion needs to be paid back eventually. If you are in this situation, meaning a sole proprietor whose PPP was based on your 2019 net Schedule C, please be sure to only spend that unforgiven portion if you will be able to pay it back. My advice is to move that 26.15% of your PPP loan amount to a savings account, rainy day fund, and only use it in case of intense emergencies. Hopefully it won't be used for anything, and you can simply pay that forgiven portion back. This brings us to the end of this edition of the Street Level Business Podcast. Questions, concerns, call me on 732-673-0510. Thanks for listening. I hope you found this podcast informative. If you want to become a subscriber to my business and tax memos, please send an email to chriswhalencpa@gmail.com and I will add you. Remember, the moment you have a business or tax question is the moment you should be calling me. Have a great day.